Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, July 24th, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me this morning is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, sir.
I want to remind listeners that 4.5 years of this show has been a blessing to me. Dr. Green did basically retire from Vital Health Radio about 2 weeks ago, missing him greatly. Giving up a day, a morning, a week is very difficult for all busy people, and I'm just very blessed to have had him for 4.5 years. We are on a search for a medical professional who can debate debate without taking it too personally if we have differences of opinion. Dr. Green was a stellar hero on us being able to disagree on certain health topics, and we always left as friends and never had one single second of critical issues between us, despite the fact we had some differences of opinion. So we are continuing, and Glint is a long-term friend. He won't tell this, but he has a lot of experience in taking care of himself and health, nutrition. He's had some health issues himself. That's how you learn sometimes, is to have the challenges. So I'm glad to have you here, Clint.
I appreciate it. One thing I loved about you and Dr. Green, and I think what helped him a little bit, was you both are curious and inquisitive, which means you know what you know, but it's possible that the person you're talking to knows something you don't. And so you're both willing to ask the questions and listen. So that was very nice.
I appreciate that statement, and I do feel, as I'm getting less young and trying to hopefully become wiser in life, that that's a very good statement to live life by in every regard. Being open, being curious, and still finding delight in life, and knowing that it is a lot of mysteries that go on with our existence, and that also has to do with knowledge. There's still a much amount of unknowns, and if you have closed the book, if you think your toolbox is already full of all the answers, I'm going to run from you, and I encourage people to also run from those who supposed experts who don't have that open mind.
Yeah, I like that. And also, your toolbox may have tools in it that served you 20 years ago, but may not be serving you now. So
exactly. Yeah. Or opposite. We're going to cover some COVID conversation today. We have a new strain called BA5. In fact, one of my employees now has it, and I've talked to several people. As we all know, it seems that we're starting to hear the word again. I will give you some updates on why it's a little bit different than the other, and again, talk about some of the options to empower ourselves. And really, Clint, I've been thinking, the reason I get up every week for 4.5 years and look forward to doing this show is because I have a passion to empower people with options and enlarge their toolbox for health, because we are in a state of existence where there's a lot of turf wars, and the turf wars are, this person wants to have you as a patient / customer, and they don't want anybody else to have them. So they sometimes use tactics like fear, intimidation, putting down other groups, and I just don't encourage that. I want to give everyone the big piece to the puzzle. You decide for yourself what makes common sense and wisdom. I do always like to give people ideas on places to eat. I want to tell you and ask you, Clint, if you've been at the new Italian place that's across from Sugar Ribs in East Ridge.
Okay, no, but my mom and dad have gone there a bunch and flat out love it. Say it's fantastic.
It truly is. I went last Saturday night, and I was concerned that they did not have my vice of my life, which is tequila, but we called, and they did. So they open at 5 o'clock. They're called Giardino, G-I-A-R-D-I-N-O. They're at 2503 West Side Drive, and I spoke to several of the employees, the owner. Wonderful energy, passion. They're actually, it was very interesting. I'm going to say this very quickly. The building has been there for 60 plus years, and at one time it was a garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, you and I both, I think, have been here long enough to kind of remember all the parts of that building and the transitions. Well, what that means for them is it was built with a structure that's so tank-like that they are going to put a second level on that restaurant, and it will look over the entire bluff and city of Chattanooga.
You know, I was thinking about that when I drove by the other day. They're adding on. It looks like they had a great patio, so mm-hmm. I don't know what they're doing there because I saw some construction. But I was looking at it, and those trees right there, if they would find a way to keep those trim, mm-hmm. the first floor would have a great view, but now that they're raising it up, yep. There you go.
Yep, and in winter, I'm sure you'll have a great view.
Oh, yeah, it's
even
beautiful.
From that. And
yeah.
They had some delays on the construction of the outside, but I got the fresh wild-caught salmon, and just amazing quality from start to finish. I just love it, and I love the localness of it. So, yeah. G.R. Darney in Eastridge. And I'm going to speak a little bit about my new journey into the world of me trying to experience things so that I can not only help myself, but to, again, empower other people. I'm doing hyperbaric oxygen treatment. What is that? It is crawling into a tank that's moderate size, not huge, but it's big enough to be comfortable. And I'm under pressure for about an hour to an hour and 10 minutes as I'm breathing oxygen. And I spoke on TikTok. In fact, I did a TikTok yesterday that will play on Monday. My TikTok is EdJones63, 2.7 million views at this point. And I did one on getting in the tank. And I used the analogy that just came to me as I was speaking. And maybe guys know this, maybe a little more than women. But a turbocharger in either a automobile or me being a plane pilot, what it does is it forces more air to the engine. Why would we want that? Because it gives it more horsepower, more stable horsepower. And that's why a plane with a turbo can fly at 22,000 feet, and my plane can only fly at 14,000 feet because I don't have a turbocharger. Well, guess what? Hyperbaric is similar to that. When you're under pressure and breathing oxygen for an hour, I'm doing it three times a week right now, it has incredible potential to help turn the hands of the clock back, regenerate, help your body to push into healing capacity that could not be done unless you were very young.
How long are the effects of that? In other words, do you have to go a couple times a week, or do you feel it immediately? Are you going to talk about that later in the show?
No, I'm going to cover it right now. You have to do it some regular sessions to make a change. It would be like somebody coming to me and I say, I want you to go to the gym and start working out just tomorrow. It's not going to be that beneficial. I'm doing 10 sessions and I'm going to do 3 a week. And the thing is, post-COVID, absolutely a game changer. Anyone listening who is still dragging their butt around mm-hmm. because of COVID and they can't seem to do anything about it, and they have embraced the nutritional therapies that we certainly know that can empower your body to be stronger, go to Oxygen Health Spa. They're on East Brainerd Road, and their number is 423-750-6422. And on the back of their pamphlet, I mean, we're talking depression, PTSD, stroke, autism, cerebral palsy, Lyme disease, tinnitus, of course, wound healing. That's what they do in the hospital mm-hmm. is to use hyperbaric for wound healing, anti-aging, stroke, concussion, migraine. This is all on their pamphlet. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, chronic pain. Of course, one of the reasons I am doing it, you know, I continue to be challenged with and being taught by my hip probable bursitis. It is getting better. So okay. I'm not going to say fully yes yet, but it seems that it's making a difference.
Good.
It really does.
Good.
So that is exciting that Chattanooga has something like that. You know, the other thing that's coming up at Nutrition World is Josh. I think you know Josh, the hormone mm-hmm. doc downstairs from us at Optimize You. He will be having a cryogenics chamber in relatively short period of time. You've heard me speak of that before, and I loved any of the companies that do this in Chattanooga, but it is about a minus 150, minus 160 for only 3 minutes. It is a game changer, people. It truly is.
I cannot wait to try that because I do the cold showers. Uh-huh. I do the face in the cold water. I try to do as many of these things for my inflammation. Uh-huh. My joints are just terrible. And I'm looking forward to seeing if that works.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to make sure that you get at least one free session and you come over there.
Yeah.
Cryogenics is something you can feel the very first time you do it. I really have a small list of what my hate list is, Clint, mm-hmm. but one of those is being cold. So it's really a challenge for me. I really despise the pain of the, but it's only 3 minutes long, and it teaches me mental toughness.
Yeah.
And that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want that.
I'm looking forward to it.
And also, Josh is going to be doing IVs with nutritional therapies. So we are, this kind of came out of the clear blue. I never even knew he was going to do this, and he didn't either, I don't believe. But we're going to have I know it sounds like I'm bragging, but I love my people. I love my staff. I love my daughter's passion for the future of this business. I never would have dreamed ever, even 5 years ago, that we would be turning into the wellness center that we have with 27 employees and 17 practitioners. It is a island in the middle of the ocean that contains, we're the only one who contains it.
Well, and I know we're running up on a break, but in life, a lot of times there's resources and then there's the practitioners, and it's a very good thing. And I think it's a benefit to us as a community when there's the resources and the practitioners together, not just one or the other. It's not just a place where I can go to Google and find out, and then I got to go find out where to do it. You're creating a place where you have the resources and then someone that can put it into practice right there in a one-stop shop. I don't have to go searching because, you know, we're busy people. So if I've got a place where I can go ask some really good questions and then get the answers right there, that's a great thing.
Well, real quickly, I know we got to end this segment, but I have a customer long-term who emailed me this past week. She said, I've got this big cyst on her chest or something, and it's moderately, not really infected, but it won't go away. She said, the earliest I could get in to get it removed was about 8 weeks from now. And again, this is what I love to do. I sent him an email back and said, you can get this removed tomorrow. Dr. Red, who we've had on Vital Health Radio, has a practice downtown, and he does nothing but surgery in his office, and it's booked on a online. You go in for a reasonable amount of money. You can go in and get anything cut off. I've had three little surgeries from him. He has magical hands. And so she emailed back and said, what a blessing. I just never cease to be amazed how much information you have that helps other people. Just something simple like Dr. Red's surgical thing. You don't have to put up with the bureaucracy and red tape of much of the medical system. Not Memorial. And it's not because they sponsor it. I have learned so much about Memorial through Dr. Green and all the physicians who come in here. I would put them at the top of the heap. But when you need something quickly or you need something outside the box, that's what I'm here for, people. That's what we are here for. Guess what? It is time to take a break. Got a bunch of notes when we come back. For that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones from Nutrition World, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutritional World, back with my new partner temporarily anyway, Clint Powell. Always love having him here. Clint had asked me to speak this past week at a meeting downtown at a pretty cool place, Common House. Mm-hmm. And I'd never been there before. It was a group of real estate agents. And Clint seems to think I know a few things about nutrition and health, so he asked me to come down. And we talked about stress because, of course, I don't think there's anyone who's not, you know, have a pretty good plate full of that these days. And I think actually we've always had a plate full, but it seems to be certainly a little larger than sometimes in past history. And I really just kind of got on a roll, I guess, Clint. I mean, I was asked one question and 40 minutes later, I shut up for the first time.
Well, it was funny to watch. And me and me and Bruce talked about this after the fact. Sometimes you bring guests in, and because we're doing it a little different, instead of just having on a lunch and learn where someone stands up and speaks, it's more of a Q&A. There's a table up front and you and Bruce are sitting there. But sometimes you bring in people and when they talk, they don't have a good idea of what they're presenting, or it can be a little boring. But I told Bruce before you came in, I said, you're going to wind him up and he's going to go. And you did. And then at the last, but if you remember, I mean, the last 10 minutes, people were asking questions, they were engaged. Mm-hmm. And I thought it went fantastic because you gave so much information around stress, not just from the supplement side, the food side, and then the habit side, but you also gave them solutions. And then they started asking questions. So I thought it was really good. Well, and you actually brought up your how many pills you take a day, which I thought was very brave of you.
I've gotten less fearful of saying that I take 99 pills, and I always follow that with the fact that no one needs to do that.
See, you ought to look at us, say 99 pills, but you ain't one. There's a song like that. You know, they're 99. So you ought to look at some of the bottles. You know, 99 pills, but you're not one. See, I'm going to come up with a T-shirt for you on that now.
Hey, I may go to the Fiverr site and create a song.
That would be funny. That would be funny. I think we just put an idea out in the universe.
Well, I want to just make a real quick summary of what I did in 50 minutes. And the three things that I spoke about, how do we journey through a lot of heavy stress? Well, one is, and I'm not going to speak about this, is being more wise about just choosing the things you are falling into with life if you have an option to lessen it through decision making. But what I speak more about is building up your resistance and the ability to adapt as you would if someone asked you to run a marathon in 6 months. You would not just sit there and drink stimulant drinks thinking that's going to prepare you for the marathon. You would go and train. Training makes you stronger. Well, what can we do as far as chronic stress? One is sleep. You have to be able to get a decent amount. You don't have to be perfect. And I speak, as I did with Dr. Green, about my Oura ring, O-U-R-A. It analyzes my sleep every night. It's been worth every penny of the $300 that I spent because I can analyze what I do during the day, what I do at evening, and my habits, my pills, my thinking, my phone watching. And I can put together, which I have, a plan that helps me to manage my stress better. Secondly, I talk about one of the most important discoveries of my life is taping the mouth shut.
That's still a weird one for me, by the way.
I'm bringing you some tape and you're going to do it
during the radio show. That's how I'm taping my mouth. But it is weird though. When you first say that, everybody goes, but you know, this weekend, past time when you were talking, I didn't know this. I thought it was tape that went horizontal, and you said no, it's just a little piece of tape over the middle of your mouth.
That's right. It is not claustrophobic. You can still cough, you can still kind of talk out the side. Why do we tape our mouth? Dr. Buteyko, back in the 50s or 60s, he was a Russian physician who actually cured 80% of his asthma patients by teaching them how to breathe in a different manner. That manner is called Buteyko breathing. Well, a big part of that is, this is where I learned the taping from, was that you cannot mouth breathe at night. Why? Because when you mouth breathe, you change the ratio of carbon dioxide and oxygen. What happens when that happens? Anxiety is number one. Well, guess what? I wrote an ebook and on sleep. If you go to nutritionw.com, you just type in sleep ebook, and it's about 10, 12 pages. It's what I have found that helps us to recalibrate the rhythm of sleep. We don't have an Ambien deficiency. That's not why you're not sleeping. And that's also very addictive. It also creates more dementia and many other side effects, as all sleeping pills do. And as I spoke yesterday, there are times in our life when we have a terrible crisis. We have something that hits us out of the clear blue. We can't sleep. Nothing wrong with a short run of sleeping pills. Short run meaning no more than 30 days. But making the body, helping the body to get back into a deep sleep and REM sleep can be done by many factors, one of which is lowering cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. It's like prednisone. When you have a lot of cortisol from stress, you tend to gain weight. You tend to not feel well. You tend to exaggerate your anxiety, depression. So when we lower that cortisol through, one, not eating too many carbs, two, taping your mouth at night, and then lastly, taking adaptogen herbs. The number one herb is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha has been shown in very many clinical studies to lower cortisol. I take it every day, of course I do, and it is really a game changer for how you function and feel.
When do you take that?
I'm actually doing two pills a day, one morning and one evening.
Okay. Is it, tell me more about it. Is that strictly for sleep, or does it have other benefits?
It's mainly what we call an adaptogen. What is that?
Yeah.
It's something that helps your body to have more resistance to stress. It helps it to become stronger. Oh. It would be what you would do if you're running a marathon and every week you're adding more miles. You're building, adapting to the running of a marathon. So when we take ashwagandha, you're adapting your body to be able to handle more stress. Cool. Now, what I said is, please don't make this an excuse to work harder and do more incorrect things in your life because you're feeling better. This is an opportunity to allow the body to recuperate and rest.
You know, and I know you've got some stuff you want to bring up. I just want to say that I think sometimes we forget, because you're in the world all the time. You're in this health world constantly. Every day, that's what you get up. You focus on it personally. Then it's part of your professional life. But a lot of us, we just get up and we try to have the best routines possible. Then we go and we got to live our lives and we got to go to work. I think we forget the connection between what happens in the physical world and the mental world and how it affects our health. You know, you said a minute ago, don't use an excuse to get busy. I think we forget that sometimes just because I can live with something doesn't mean you should live with something. You know, that old quote of it's not how heavy it is, it's how you carry the weight. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we forget that there's this connection between, yeah, I could live with the stress and I've done a great job. I can multitask, but should I? I did a short podcast on my personal podcast a couple of weeks ago, and it was, instead of asking, does this make me happy? Ask, does it make me healthy?
There you go.
And that's a big difference, because happy may not always be healthy in the long run. So whether it's a decision to hang out with people or accept this new project or eat this food or stay up late, is this healthy? And healthy, I found, long term leads to happy.
I love that. Yeah. You actually have some wisdom down Look in at that me. Body of yours.
East Ridge Doctorate coming out, man. I've told you. I've got the hard knocks. But yeah, I love the fact of what you were talking about, and I agree with everything you're saying. And I've taken some of your advice on sleep, because I'm a terrible sleeper. Terrible.
Yes. Now, I do, in the ebook I wrote, I did not mention Delta 9. Delta 9 is a CB type of product that I'm actually amazed that it's legal for us to sell. And I do use Delta 9 to help me to get a deeper sleep. And my Aura Ring has confirmed that. Be cautious with Delta 9. It does have THC. You'll be tested positive. If you did a whole gummy, you should not drive a car or do anything that would be risky, because you'll be a little bit loopy. It seems to do a wonderful job for me to help me to stay in that better, deeper sleep. Why is that? Again, really and truly, the wake up in the middle of the night has to do a lot with fear and anxiety. Mm. If we didn't have fear and anxiety, we would sleep like we did when we were young, when we seemed to not really worry about things unless they were in front of our face. And so really and truly, it's about bringing calmness back into the system.
But you know what's really weird, what you're saying, and again, I hate to jump in right before the break, but people will not worry about their sleep, they won't worry about their food, but they'll want to come in and want to fix their stress levels with a pill, mm-hmm. or with something. They're like trying to fix the stress. And a lot of times when you go, hey, let's talk about your sleep or your food, they go, yeah, but they dismiss that kind of stuff. And that's kind of, you can't have a quick fix for a long-term problem.
No, and that's where the traditional medical system, it does serve those people who want that symptomatic quick fix bullet pill, mm-hmm. because you do see changes. I mean, if you don't sleep and you take a sleeping pill, you're going to sleep better. Well, are you really sleeping better? The Aura Ring shows you're not, because you're not getting the deep sleep. You're getting light sleep that you think is deep sleep, and that's why one reason we have amnesia with that certain drug. Mm. And so again, 1 month is great, but the people in the medical field, many of them, not Dr. Green's, but many, the ones like Dr. Green, understand this is a short-term solution. Let's work on better long-term solutions. Again, those of you listening who have a terrible insomnia, go to The Holistic Navigator and type in the word sleep. You can Google it, The Holistic Navigator with the word sleep. It pops up on your phone. That is my podcast that explains all of these options, or read the ebook at nutritionw.com. You know, I'm not trying to replace Dr. Green at all, but I do want to cover something that I think many people forget: heart attacks. Heart attacks is in the top two reasons we're going to die: cancer, mm-hmm. heart disease, and guess number three is the side effect of prescription drugs, which we're not going to go into because that would get me wired up too much. But
you'd be too stressed.
I have more ashwagandha.
I was curious. Hey, give me a couple gummies.
So, heart attack. And the thing is, here's the symptoms: chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, upper body discomfort, cold sweats, and suddenly dizzy. Those are one of the biggest, most common signs. But here's why I'm wanting to make this statement. Often, many women do not quite have the same symptoms as men, and they mistake heart attacks as anxiety or stress. You know, I am so against just jumping every time you have a symptom to run somewhere and please check me out. Mm-hmm. That is really a dark place to be. And I've been there before, where I'm hypochondriac and I think everything's going to kill me and those kind of symptoms. But we have to be wise about this heart attack thing, because this is where Memorial Hospital and people who know their stuff save lives every single minute. This is acute situations, and that's where the medical field shines, in my opinion. Car wrecks, gunshots, strokes, heart attacks. Don't give me an herb if I have a heart attack. Don't take me to Nutrition World. Take me to the hospital. So I just want people to, again, be aware if you have risk factors. And cholesterol is not, in my opinion, the significant risk factor. There's 17 reasons for heart disease. Most healthcare people are checking 2 or 3 at most. And that is not really, in my opinion, the wise thing. But we have, physicians who are integrative or functional know better, but we don't have many of those. Dr. Brian Johnson is at Nutrition World now, and he is a board certified integrative physician, actually the only one in Chattanooga. You can make an appointment with him on nutritionw.com, and he is a blessing to this city. I mean, you will not mm-hmm. believe how much wisdom this man has. So heart attacks, there's just a little bit tidbit information on that. So
yeah, and that all ties into stress.
And again, it ties into stress. Yeah. And So, you know, people sitting here listening, how do I know if I have stress? Well, I think I have stress, but I'm not sure. Well, we have stress. The question is, what is it doing to us? And you can check things on blood work called cortisol. And we do blood work every Tuesday or the last Friday of the month, which will be this next Friday at Nutrition World from 8 to 11. You can come in, get a panel, and you can find out things about yourself that you never will on any other path except this on your own. Because the insurance companies are willing to pay about $25 for blood work. This is $375 cash, and actually this is discounted by at least 50%. So this is about $700 worth of blood work. That's the only way to look to your future. That's the $25 will look to this present moment, but it's not helping us set up a plan to help you age gracefully and to journey into older age with less damage as we get older. So I encourage you, come fasting either this Tuesday or the next Friday.
Fasting's at 12 hours.
Yeah. So you can still have supper at 6 or 7 if you want, and come in, just drink some water and come back in, and it is a game changer, people. In fact, I've got a cool story that I might tell on the next segment about a couple who came in who had done this, and it was devastatingly saving to this one person. All right, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about COVID and a few other things that I've got some great notes on. That plus more to more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner temporarily, Clint Powell, and certainly do enjoy you being here. Well, you and I click extremely well. And
well, thank you.
You seem to be able to push my buttons and pull stuff out of me that's pretty darn good.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you got so much knowledge. Somebody's got to interrupt the flow every now and then and just kind of poke at you a little bit. And, well, before we leave the radio show today, I do have a question, but I can ask it later if I need to.
All right. Yeah. Hey, and you are an awesome podcaster. Tell people the name of your podcast.
It's called During the Break Podcast on any of your platforms. You can go to DuringTheBreakPodcast.com. And then I also have one with Dawson Wheeler called DayfirePodcast.com. The personal one is where I release short audio every morning because I do coaching and business stuff on the side. And then Dayfire is about adventures in the great outdoors. So during the break, I have conversations with cool people like yourself.
It is cool. Yeah. I've listened to several of yours. You really are a Joe Rogan type of guy.
Well, I appreciate it. Without the money and the physique right. and the fame and fortune, I'm just like him.
Pretty much. Yep. I want to say yesterday I had an interesting little experience, and I actually want to talk real quickly about this.
Yeah.
And this study was odd because I'd already written the note for this study, and then something happened to me yesterday that had to do with the same thing I'm going to talk about. Well, the study showed that peppermint oil and essential oils are such a powerhouse of healing, but half the peppermint oils or more that are being sold are worthless because they're poor quality. The ones we sell, actually one brand, Pranarom, is a prescription in France. And when you get a really high quality, because you can't tell by the smell, when you get a really high quality, it's so healing. So they did this study on peppermint oil and reflux. When I talk about heartburn, I always say the same thing. There's four triggers for heartburn: chocolate, caffeine, alcohol, and peppermint. And even a small peppermint candy will loosen your sphincter muscle within your gut, and then that allows acid to creep up into the esophagus hours later. So on my podcast, The Holistic Navigator, I've got one on heartburn, but I also, nutritionw.com, if you scroll down under podcast, I had a wonderful interview with a lady from Enzymedica on heartburn that tells how to not have to use the drugs. The drugs being given are causing dementia, no doubt. Zero doubt. We know it. And osteoporosis. Zero doubt. We know it. Those are supposed to be used for 1 month, not for years and years, which is what's being prescribed. But what I want to say is some people had, they did a study on using peppermint oil internally and found that heartburn was awful, absolutely terrible when you use peppermint. And I use it as a breath mint. And it can even cause it even small amounts. But what happened yesterday, so I carry this peppermint oil in my pocket, very high quality from Pranarom or Mace Medicinals, which is our own house brand. Well, all of a sudden, it was about noon, and I can't be graphic about this, but my private parts were starting to get warm. And that's not normal, especially at noon. It might be later in the day.
Easy.
Okay, yeah, stop. And so I was like, what's going on? Well, I just kind of ignored it. About an hour later, it was beyond warm. Well, the bottle top had loosened, and the peppermint oil had soaked my underwear. About 4 hours worth of a slight misery yesterday. I will never not check the top again when it goes into my pocket.
That got to be honest. Okay, hold on. I just want to say this. There was 1,000 ways I thought that the start of this conversation was going to go. Oh, well, you know, and it lowers your GI tract by 13%. Nope. Your private parts getting super warm and uncomfortable was way down. I would have never gotten to that part of the list. So can I want to ask this again, though. But are you saying peppermint can cause heartburn or
yes.
help? Okay,
nope.
I did not
it's
know
It's going
that.
To cause the sphincter muscle to relax. That causes acid to leak. So be cautious with using peppermint.
Yeah.
Teas, peppermint candy, peppermint anything.
Be careful when you're eating it and consuming it or carrying it in your pocket.
Both, yes.
There we go. There you go.
I got no heartburn yesterday from it, but I got,
you got
a
other
different
burn
yeah. from it. All right.
That's funny.
My daughter gave me, and I love looking at, of course, people's stories and information. There's a nurse practitioner, and she has on Instagram, her name is Natural Nurse Mama. Unbelievable. I love her philosophy, her teachings about so much of what's going on in the world of children, especially, like she said yesterday, anxiety and depression have tripled over the last few years. In fact, 32.8 Americans are depressed and are on medications. And like she says, if medication has quadrupled, why are so many people still suffering if it supposedly works? It is a conundrum because it isn't really working. It's patching and treating a symptom to get you through a hard time. But just like the heartburn remedies, it may be worthwhile for 90 days if you have a death, you have this, you have that. But long-term, it becomes chronically debilitating to your chemistry. And one other thing, Natural Nurse Mama spelled M-O-M-M-A on Instagram. I encourage you to put together social media that teaches us how to be healthier and better humans. not just watching superficial Netflix all day long. That's fine for entertainment.
Easy too on that, man.
But you got to do something also that empowers you with sound information. So she also had a wonderful post on our children's generation has a shorter life expectancy than their parents. 1 in 8 children have asthma. 1 in 5 have obesity. 1 in 12 have food allergies. 1 in 6 have mental health disorders. 1 in 44 have autism. And 1 in 6 have a developmental delay. Why is that? Nutrition and environmental toxins, that really where it comes down to. There's so much with excess antibiotics and glyphosates and artificial lights and EMFs. EMFs is a true blue problem for all of us, but especially with developing minds. Keep your electronics away from your children when they sleep, if nothing else. Completely get them off of 5 feet away from electronics. No cell phones next to their head, no iPads, no nothing. Artificial food dyes, chlorine, high fructose corn syrup, the bad oils, pesticides, all these add into why we have children's health that is falling into the gutter. And we do have a baby formula that you put together yourself at Nutrition World based on government facts of how to do this through a company called Mount Capra. So if you are really concerned about your kids' health, you have to feed them adequately, not high fructose corn syrup and bad oils. Look at the three companies that make formulas. It is despicable. And I've said this before, they are a mafia-like organization because they've hired enough lobbyists to prevent competition. In other countries, there's competition. They can't allow that here.
See, now this may be where you don't want me to be on the radio show with you anymore, because I'm going to give my 30 seconds on this.
Okay, 30 seconds.
I agree with everything you just said. I also think we forget to look at our family structure. I think one of the reasons kids are more depressed now is because there's no boundaries.
Yep.
We've created, whether it's political or in your church or in your school or in our families, there's no standards, there's no structures anymore. Everything that was kind of that we could depend on, mm-hmm. we are pulling apart as a society. And I think a lot of times I can't fix the world, but if I feel my kids are going down the wrong path or our family, that's when I zoom out and go, okay, how active are we in our neighborhood or maybe our church or as a family? Do we have time together intentionally where there's no electronics? We feel sometimes disconnected even when we're with people. I think that leads to this depression, and we can blame it on a lot of things, but I think it goes back to some foundational things.
I will not disagree at the least. The issue is, again, when we focus on such poor health habits, especially as they grow, they become more sensitive
yes.
to these breaks in our life and the mishaps. So back in the day, I think we could have handled it better.
Absolutely.
But again, there's so much that comes with not having a tribe and also not feeling that you can be yourself. And
yeah.
And we feel like we're a traitor sometimes to ourselves, and we can't be honest because I don't think anybody's going to like me. But let me talk about COVID real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we run out. There's a new version called BA5. It is now accounting for most cases of COVID. And the reason we're having this is exactly what Dr. Green and I talked about probably the first month of COVID. He was not on board then as much as he is now. But the reason is because anytime you vaccinate a highly active virus, it's going to mutate. It just is. It there's one of the smartest organisms there is, even though it's not a living organism. It actually hijacks your cell. It's a protein, not an organism like a bacteria, but we still think of it like that. But it's mutating because of everyone who got the shot. It simply is. And vaccinations always cause highly mutable viruses to adapt, and they do adapt by mutation. And now the good thing is BA5, less deadly. It was first identified on February 26. I mean, here we are. It's just July. And this just first case was February 26. Look how virulent these things are when they mutate. Mm-hmm. And again, we go back to we have to build our resistance is the only real wise choice, because obviously the shots are not working. Obviously that, like the 2.5 million people who were studied in Israel, I think, that there's 7 times higher risk of getting a COVID if you've been vaccinated opposed if you're not. We now are seeing people who are objective are now seeing an increase in diseases as never before. Clotting diseases, cancer, and other things. Where did they come from? Well, it's easy to say maybe it's lifestyle, but we haven't really changed that. Or there's not anything new that's happened in the world except the shots. That's really it. So why is just common sense points to the fact that these things are perhaps risky. Have they saved lives? And I'll say again, I'm not opposed to the vaccine. I'm only opposed to government forcing it. And secondly, I don't think healthy people should consider it, because why would you be healthy, take a chance on doing something that's going to make you very unhealthy for the small chance of saving your life, when if you can build yourself up nutritionally, the chances are about 99.2% that you're going to be fine.
Well, yeah, it's the one size fits all solution that I think I didn't like either. It's that everyone should do this regardless of your individual, you know, place you are in life as far as age or your health mm-hmm. or your immune system. So I agree with you 100%.
But the people with two or more risk factors who can't control them, as someone with a very poor immune system, there's nothing you could do about it. I think the risk outweighs the benefit. I think the benefit outweighs the risk. I think you should do that if you have those two risk factors or not. So, but again, it doesn't matter what shot you took before. BA5 doesn't care. It's a whole new one, a whole new avenue. I've got an employee right now who has it.
I've got two friends that have it right now, too.
Are they having intestinal issues, or are they just feeling rotten?
Just feeling a little under the weather.
I want to say EMF-wise, there is a website called antennasearch.com. If you want to look up your zip code, it'll tell you how many cell towers are close to your house. Antennasearch.com. That is an important little part to this puzzle. We don't have to go live in a cave. I don't want to live without my cell phone. I love technology, but we need to use wise decision making. Hey, you know what? I love to ride a Harley Davidson. If I'm going to ride it, let me get the best helmet I can and also stay off the interstate and go slow. That's different than being wild like I was when I was 20 and we rode it with no common sense. Same with EMFs. I want to say the Facebook post on Vital Health Radio, my daughter Katie did an amazing video on the Dirty Dozen foods. There are 12 foods, and I will say strawberries are one of those, that are so heavily sprayed with pesticides and glyphosate, which is one of the biggest reasons we have such a decline in our health. What is Roundup? It's Roundup. Glyphosate's Roundup. And so let's see, they make people who spray it wear masks, but yet they're putting on our food and we can't really wash it off. That doesn't make much sense. It's kind of like last week's show with Dr. Gallion talking about heavy metals. All these precautions, but yet they're willing to stick it in people's mouths. It doesn't make good sense. So Facebook, Vital Health, look at Katie's Dirty Dozen food. And then also, I love this Dr. Greger on some of his things. He has a website, nutritionfacts.org, and it's really a true black and white, very critically studied studies of the studies on how effective is chemo. And if you look and read what he says, I mean, it's enough to prevent you from sleeping at night. When you see the lack of effectiveness of chemo in the real world, it's disheartening. It just is. Because the drug itself is not really working, and it's devastating the health of humans to a degree that no other drug can possibly do. I mean, chemo was the nerve gas that they used in World War I to kill all the soldiers, and it's just been moderated to that level. Facebook also, the bill by Senator Durbin, please go on Facebook on Vital Health Radio or Nutrition World and vote against this Durbin bill. It could be really critical for the freedom or lack of in the next coming couple months. It's going to be voted on in September, so I'm very concerned about that. So NutritionW.com, Durbin's bill, or Facebook on Vital Health Radio. Well, guess what, Glenn? It's time to take another break. When we come back, I have a couple words of wisdom, that plus more as we continue. For my buddy Clint, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalaford Road and I-75.
I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform, During the Break podcast, with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at optimizeuchattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, of course, back here with my buddy Clint Powell. And, you know, I used to spend a lot of time in the woods. I would scout. I did hunt with a recurve bow, but also just loved being out in nature, the ocean. And one reason is not because I'm lazy or because it's just a time of not doing. I think it's more importantly a time of connection, a type of energy that comes from us getting out of the trance of our daily busy lives, because it is somewhat of a trance. And one of my favorite poets of life is Mary Oliver. And I came across this for the multiple times, but I actually put it in my phone about a month ago, something she said. What can I say that I have not said before? So I'll say it again. The leaf has a song in it. Stone is the face of patience. And inside the river, there's an unfinishable story, and you are somewhere in it. And it will never end until all ends. Take your busy heart to the Art Museum and the Chamber of Commerce, but take it also to the forest. The song you heard singing in the leaf when you were a child is still singing. I am, of years lived, so far 74, and the leaf is singing still. Mary Oliver. To me, that speaks very deeply because I have two grandchildren. I see the delight of life in every breath and eyes and their observation of the world. And we lose that somewhere along the line pretty dang early. Mm-hmm. And we can regain that because there's an energy of passion of life and a resonance energy that we have disconnected from. And as you spoke earlier of the family unit and how we're kind of falling apart on that, it's causing a lot of difficulties. I think that part of our journey is a solo journey, and part of it is a companion journey. But we have to, I need to reconnect more into the world of silence, nature, and the energies that come from that. Do you get out in the woods much?
Well, I've got a really good backyard, but yeah, and I'm so in tune with you. I love sitting on the porch when it's raining. It reminds me of my grandfather. And if you just turn your cell phone off, I used to sit by a fire pit and I had the music playing like the Doobie Brothers, but now I sit just with the fire pit because then I can hear the katydids, I can hear the crickets and the birds and the night sounds of the woods and the fire burning. And like you said, give it a couple of minutes of no silence, I mean of no nothing else, and you just feel way better.
As Ram Dass says, the quieter he becomes, the more he can hear. And he's not saying hear and then ear type of hearing. It's more of a energy, spirit, heart hearing. And we have lived our life with so many distractions. How many people can't go 10 seconds without grabbing their cell or talking or listening to music or watching TV? I think the big majority of people. And that is a monkey mind. It actually feeds the chaos within us. And it is not easy to disconnect. And I love the fact that you said what you said. We don't have to travel to a monastery or into the woods. You can do it on your back porch, but it does take setting yourself up.
I think it's just like working out. I think you've got to keep that's a muscle memory too. The more you use it, the more quicker you can get to that point, and the more you'll enjoy that moment.
We have two lectures coming up at Nutrition World. Again, I say this often, and it sounds kind of ugly to begin with, but I separate the world into two classes of people, learners and non-learners. And those who are non-learners will suffer in this world, because what happens is you are classified as a victim. And if you feel a victim, you're going to look for your rescuer instead of looking within and trying to help yourself through your journeys. And there's times we have to have a rescuer, but most of the time we don't. We can do this ourselves, people. But Stress Essentials, a gentleman who's an international speaker for a company called Standard Process, is going to be at Nutrition World on August 1st at 6 p.m., which is Monday, next Monday, a week from Monday. And it is going to be awesome. A lot of options. Of course, we've talked about stress already, but this is a totally different company. Dr. Royal... I can't think of his last name, Dr. Royal something, started this company about 92 years ago. I mean, I didn't even know Nutrient Company was around 92 years ago. So it's the oldest company ever, and they're still rock and rolling. They're a very professional label. They don't sell to health food stores. They sell to physicians and to people who are practitioners. So go to NutritionW.com, sign up, and you are going to get a $5 gift card for coming to help offset some of the gas. And you had an amazing idea, Clint, because we got to wind this down, for blood testing. We're doing it. The big blood testing will be this Friday coming up. I'm going to see if we can make this happen. Anyone who has a birthday in the month of July, we're going to get some kind of discount program going. So you can come in and say, hey, it's my birthday, show a driver's license, and something will be discounted for anyone, because you had a great point. If we can get people into a routine of once a year doing self-blood testing, then it could be magical for their future. And I love that idea.
Birthday gift to myself. Yeah,
birthday gift to yourself. You want to know what this blood testing really does? Go type in your phone, The Holistic Navigator Blood Testing. I interviewed Dr. Roundtree, a friend of mine, and we explain why this is different than what you are getting when you go to your doctor. And when we counsel you, you sign a form saying, we're not your doctor, we're not treating your medical condition, we're here to empower you fully with your information to help you help yourself. That's pretty cool. I think we covered a lot of good stuff today, Clint.
Absolutely.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.